Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've, of course, followed all of the stories and the terrible news that was coming out of, that came out of Vienna with the terror attacks. We do know that the UK has raised their level of terror threat. What does that mean to us here in South Africa? Joining us on the line, Director of Operations for the CSO in Johannesburg, Javon Greenblatt. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Very good, Howard. Thank you. And good morning to your listeners.
Have we raised, what does this mean to us here in Johannesburg and in South Africa? Are we more concerned today than we were a month ago?
So Howard, I don't think we are more concerned today than we were a month ago. I think we've understood the landscape of extremism and terrorism, which has been evolving and developing over the last definitely year, probably 2 years, and you can say getting to this stage over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. This is what we do every single day. As I mentioned in a recent article I did for the Jewish Report,
right,
we've been preparing for this day for the last 26 years. And what you see happening in the States, not so much Europe, but in the States, is that they're scrambling,
right,
because they never thought it would happen to them. We started banging this drum 26 years ago, and some people even before that. And we started preparing for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, I think in a way it's a terrible thing to say, but it's quite refreshing, when I was doing courses and lectures and talks about this thing and people were saying, well, you're going on and like nothing's actually happened. I needed to use examples like the Amir building in 1994 to try and get the point across,
mm-hmm,
saying we need to look at what's happening around us and we need to plan for the future because this is coming to us. Sadly, today, I don't have to use the Amir building where it's like, you know, 20, 30 years ago. I can talk about events that are happening around us, both in South Africa and outside of South Africa every single day that are specifically targeting the Jewish community, both at an anti-Semitism level. Anti-Semitism and talk leads to actions.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing those actions kind of coming to the fore. We're not raising our threat level at this specific stage. We
right.
did raise our threat level a couple of months ago
right.
based on a number of factors that were happening specifically in our region and country.
Mm-hmm.
But we are in a connected world. And what is happening in Europe, what's happening in the States, what happens in the Middle East directly affects our community and our country. And we need to take cognizance of it and understand what has happened there. And put in measures to make sure that we're ready to deal with it if it comes here or when it comes here.
Is the issue more that that people are inspired by other attacks or emboldened? Maybe I don't want to use the word inspired because that's hardly what we would call inspiration. Maybe is it because people are more emboldened by other attacks in other parts of the world? Or is it because there is this unseen global network that is, that pushes attacks at different times?
So I actually do want to use the word inspired.
Okay.
Because that's what it is, and it may not resonate with us in our version of inspired, but it's not emboldened.
Right.
Emboldened is when, you know, the virulent mosque attackers get off, and that's emboldened because they now realize they can get away with anything.
Mm. Mm.
They are as inspired as any of us that get inspired by a legitimate good cause. For them, this is good. For them, this is noble. For them, this is self-defense. Most definitely a massive concern. Is it something that is unusual, something new? This is part of the global thing. I don't think we can call what's happening to us today, both from a right wing, a left wing, and a radical Islam, and any extreme, the unseen forces that are behind it. We know what's happening. We know who, not maybe exactly who and who the names are, but we know what is driving this. And there are things that can be put into place to kind of deal with it, to kind of manage it, which some countries are doing and some countries aren't doing. But I think that we are most definitely watching a global phenomenon unfold.
Mm-hmm.
We are watching these individuals taking advantage of of unhappiness, uncertainty, global kind of financial issues, whatever cause they can find that kind of inspires and motivates their followers to follow their specific ideology, they will do. Whether that's coronavirus, whether that is the French president verbally attacking the Muslim community in France, whether it is a success in Poway or Mozambique, they will cotton onto that and they will use that to drive their preconceived agenda.
So it actually takes very little, because you can always find something that is, yeah, in inverted commas, your inspiration.
Absolutely.
The South African situation today versus the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. How's the CSO particularly been impacted? How has security been impacted over the last 8 months or whatever period it's been?
So I think coronavirus has been globally, it's just been exhausting to people financially, emotionally, spiritually. And our organization is very much a volunteer organization. And, I'm getting feedback here from the.
Oh, that's strange. Is that a bit bad? I've adjusted something on our side.
Okay. Yes. Perfect.
Great.
So I'm saying our organization is a very volunteer based organization and amazing volunteers. They give, an absolute fortune of time to become the best of the best in this industry and in what we can do. But of course they're struggling with their businesses. Their children have been at home. Many children are still at home. They are emotionally exhausted. There's still an element of lockdown, although many have forgotten about that, but there's still kind of an emotional, lockdown. And, that doesn't bode well for people that need to give up time, or where we require a fortune of their time to train, to stand shift outside schools and schools. Having said that, most have stepped up and done what they need to do, but it's really digging very, very deep. And I think it adds a massive extra strain to their lives, to their family lives, to their financial lives. But from a point of view, we've had to adjust. I think everyone has to, you implement one thing and then the rules change, or they open up, or they close down, or they do something different.
It requires suddenly incredible agility, doesn't it? From an organization like the CSO that is very much systems and process dependent, because everything really is about that, where people are standing, what's happening, and then even access to schools change, and, everything is really just completely different, almost 1 month or week to the next.
Yeah. So in one way, we have systems, but our systems are built to adjust to a constantly changing world. I'm saying in our world, one day nothing can happen, and the
Absolutely.
Next day you can have a Poway or a Chabad of, a Tree of Life or a Vienna happening, and you have to shift and adjust. So our organization is geared to be very, very flexible and to kind of move and shift and flow and change with what's happening around it. But at the same time, once again, it requires an enormous amount of energy to consistently be changing and adjusting and watching ahead and looking behind on a day-to-day basis for 8 months, and I'm sure for many months longer. An example was, we were told that we had 6 weeks to prepare before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The shuls would open a week before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then we get a phone call saying you've got, 6 days because shuls are opening the Shabbos.
Right.
And we had to start scrambling and putting processes in place, and no one actually knew what it was going to look like. And then we were being asked to do COVID screening, and we were saying we're not there to do COVID screening. Someone else has to. We have to look outwards. We have to look.
Yeah. So you have to be very clear on what your responsibility is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
From a point of view of our organization, we've had to implement new processes. We didn't understand whether there was going to be civil unrest. We didn't understand if our protectors were going to get sick, or the police were going to get sick, or the security companies were going to get sick. So, we had to shift and change the whole way through. And, I must say, kola kobot to my staff and to the volunteers and the leadership. I think they've done an absolutely phenomenal job. And in a way, it's been kind of like a, a fresh start for us, where we were doing the same thing all the time. This has given us an opportunity to relook at our processes and improve them. Mm,
absolutely right. Yeah. Javon Greenblatt, Director of Operations for the CSO, thank you for joining us, giving us an update on where we are with the security situation here in South Africa.